What I have out is Psalm 3, 3 through 4 in the CEV. So it says, "But you are my shield, and you give me victory and great honor. I pray to you, and you answer from your sacred hill." And so then I would say, okay, who do we see that God is in these verses? Like, I don't even really use the word attribute of God with kids. You can. I mean, Mac knows, like, an attribute is just a quality of God. That's a big fancy word that just means, who is God? You know, what is he like? So in this one, I would say underline whatever. If you have the verses written down, then underline, or you can underline in your Bible, or you can just write it out. You know, he is my shield. And I usually just focus on one attribute at a time, one or two. I started for myself reading a whole psalm, and it was like, there's so many, you know. Yeah. It's easier to just narrow it down to a couple verses, especially with kids, and just a couple of attributes. Okay, and then this is a chance to, like, if maybe you don't know what a shield is, like, it's a good opportunity to stick in, like, a question or a definition with, like, hey, what do you think a shield means? And Mac, I love to teach with by asking questions. Well, and sometimes it's hilarious because they say kind of ridiculous things, you know? Yeah. But a lot of times he's like right on, you know, like it protects me. And that's right. That's what a shield does. A shield protects us. And that's a super simple definition. I use Blue Letter Bible a lot. I don't know if you've heard of that. It's like the easiest app to give you the original definitions. There's commentary. I don't use that a whole lot, but just for some simple definitions, I like it a lot. So the shield protects you. So there's that. So then we go to the pray section and we just say, God, you are my shield. And sometimes I say, God, you protect me. Like, that's it. That's all you have to do. And then the next section is thanks. And so we want to think about, how has God protected you? So I would probably ask that to Mac. Okay, how has God protected you? And, you know, how can you thank him for that? So for that, it's like, okay, I can think of one specifically. For my family last week, you know, Nick was really sick and I did not get sick. So God, thank you for protecting me from sickness. Yeah, that's like all of us right now.
Yeah, true.
Right? you know, what are things that God might protect us from? I mean, you can go as deep with this as you want to. If you have more time, you know, there's a lot of things that you could dig into with starting to think about temptations and all that kind of stuff, things that you might need protection from. You know, Mike rides the bus home from school. And so I'm like, thank you for protecting him from things that I don't want him to see. You know, he probably wouldn't say that. You know?
Yeah. But I like how you're like thinking about, how does this attribute of God actually connect in with my life? Because I know my kids' temptation would be like, thanks God for being my shield. Please, yes, God, be my shield.
Which, you know, at first we started with that. And even backed up, Mac would just say, thank you for my chickens. because we had chickens and he loved them. And so I would say, that's great. You know, you can totally be thankful for your chickens. Now let's add one, you know, that connects with God and how was he your shield? Mm-hmm. But a lot of times kids need us to kind of pull those things out, you know, by the right kind of questions. It's in there, you know, but it's not like a natural skill, I don't think, for us to make these kind of connections, even for work. Or I don't know.
It is work. And I think our brains naturally don't want to do work.
Yeah.
Like, our brains are wired for like habits and things that are easy. So we are asking ourselves and our kids to do a little work and apply. Yep.
But it's good. It's eternal work. And so worth it, you know, because then they'll start to make those connections on their own just by reading God's word. And then like, ooh, wow, this really applies to me, you know, and these attributes of God apply to me, which is awesome. That's exactly what I want for my kids. You know, I want them to read God's word, but know that this is for them. You know, it's personal. Yeah. It's not just like for everybody. That doesn't feel quite the same, you know? So, yeah. I mean, it is for everybody, obviously, but it applies to us all individually too, which is so cool.